Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's the thing that we've been trying to, we've been racking our time, our brains, everything, you know, trying to find solutions for that. We have not come up with solutions, and we've pretty much tried everything. That's why I say I haven't been able to come up with solutions for that. This has been one of the biggest challenges, you know, of a regular season that I've been a part of. And we just have to stay the course. You know, this is the NBA, you know, so we'll have another game, you know, on Wednesday night. We have to collectively get our mind right where all these losses don't necessarily, they don't have to impact the next game. That's the mental discipline, and that is a tough human condition to fight. It's human nature, you know, to stack up some of these memories and let that affect us, you know, for the next game. But I think this is a great challenge for every single one of us to overcome and to have a breakthrough where it's one separate game. It's one separate game. You know, to put together enough winning basketball to that leads to a win.
And there you have it, man, to start what is just great stuff going on here in South Florida. A lot of fun stuff. If you're a sports fan, it is a great time here in South Florida. We'll get into all that, but boy, I'll tell you what. Spo sounded a little bit like Eeyore last night if you follow the characters. Was that I've done and tried everything I can. I've tried everything. I've run out of rotations, players. I look down there at the bench. I look to see who starts. We get off to a fast start last night, jump all over. New York just, they look like they never played together the first couple minutes. I mean, I was like, my God, this might be the night. Knicks been having their own problems with their guard out, their all-star guard out of the lineup for a while. And then the Demons kick back in the head. So if you've ever been on a bad team, and I have. I've been in college a long, long time ago. I remember even in close games, it was kind of like we left and we lost to USC when they were like national champs. But it was a close game. We felt pretty good. It was like, okay, we didn't get blown out. We lost, you know, but they weren't gonna beat us by 40. We weren't gonna be the lead story in sports. And right now, Spo, something starts to head south, in what quarter. You never know. It's usually the third or the fourth or both. But last night, they got off to a nice start, had a two-point lead even at the half. Looked like they got stuck on the number 62 for a while, but bottom line is, and you can break it down, they get outscored in the third quarter, 41-15, and it's ball game. You literally go from having lead at the half, having the lead, and then the game's over after three quarters. And it's like, here we go again. There's demons. I agree with Coach was trying to say this. And he's kind of new to this, man. He's had a nice ride where everything's been great. And people are saying nice things about him and his team and the culture. And they're getting the most out of this. And get, I don't know. Is this the most they can get out of this team? Because if it is, right across the board, I mean right across the board. You know, people are criticizing the wrong – no, everybody. Bam. I mean, Bam's talking about, I know I need to score more. And Tyler Hero, I know I need to score more. Well then you got to do it. You got to take more shots. Bam takes 5 of 12 last night for 12 points, and you're already shorthanded in scoring and on that team. Matter of fact, the shooting last night, just to give you an idea – Duncan Robinson had 5 threes in the game. End up having a good game offensively. They had 6 as a team. They were 6 of 23 on three-point shots. First of all, they didn't take the amount of threes that Spo wants to take. Second of all, the ones they took outside of Duncan, they're really bad. I mean, they had the 1-4. I don't even know who had the one. I didn't even look at it. But just bad stuff. Tracy Morgan is like sick over on the sideline. That was a weird deal. At first, I thought, my man, did he drink too much before he got the game? I know he's had health problems, so you don't want to make light of that. But so there's a delay in the game, and it was like, man, the Heat forgot to come back out after that. It was just bad. I've called games with Jimmy, and we're 1-15. And it's hard, man. When you're 1-15 and you know it's coming, hell, you're almost 0-16, it's hard. It's hard to put a spin on it. And God bless the people who work for the Heat. You know, what they need to do and this and that. It's and their next two games against the Pistons, a 6 spot right now. And they're not a great team, but in the East right now, 38-31, that's not going to be easy. Friday, the Rockets come to town. They're in the second in the West. You know, one of the great stories, what the Rockets have been able to do and kind of get things turned around a little bit. But, yeah, that's a tough one, man. I feel bad because all those tennis guys been talking. I've been watching Tennis Channel. All those guys, oh, we can't wait to get out there because while we're out there, the Heat have 5 home games and we're going to be able to see those. And I'm like, okay. This ain't your normal Heat team to go watch, but if you like basketball, you can still enjoy it. But man, it is tough. It literally just a great example again last night. A little different, but you had the lead at the half by 2, and the game was over after 3. I mean, and when they go, somebody goes on a run against them. It's not a little run. It like continues. It's an ugly one. It's either ugly the other team scoring 41 points or you scoring 15 or 14 or 10. I mean, they've had some quarters that are just offensively challenged. We can talk about the defense all you want. Guys just can't make shots and getting – I'd ask everybody out there, anybody having a good season, really consistent season where you go, that guy, man – this is not on that guy. He's playing his ass off. I wouldn't put Bam and Tyler on that list right now. Maybe you would. Maybe you would. Maybe you go, well, you know, you don't see what they do behind. I don't know, because they're not winning. And Spo's never been through this. 8 straight losses in the 10th spot now. The good news is the 11th place team is way behind, so they're in good shape, but I mean, even the play-in now gets even more difficult the way you're playing right now. So, anyway, a lot more games, 5 straight at home coming up here. And we'll get into all that stuff. I saw yesterday, Woody, all the tournament challenge brackets were coming out. And you can guess where a lot of the money's going. Duke. Even though SEC got the whole conference just about in this thing. 14 teams, not all the teams, but damn near. I saw the SEC commissioner beating his chest pretty good about how great they are. Not a very likable guy for me, the guy. But anyway, he's got it rolling right now, and they are the kings of college sports right now. That conference is the one. But Duke is heavy favorite in the betting numbers I saw yesterday. Percentage, people putting their money on Duke to win this whole thing. As far as that goes, a lot of people sticking with the ones and twos. I'm thinking about doing my brackets today and just going all ones and twos.
Did Solana get to you? Are you in the one here?
No, you know what? I never heard from him last night. I mean, he had the Heat basketball game, but no.
He probably figures you don't know how to sign up, but I can get you signed up if you want to do ours. I think it's a $10 buy-in.
Yeah, you know what? I would like to do that
one. Okay.
But I just know that if it doesn't go well, they're going to trash bag me. But that's okay. That's all right. Hey, yeah.
I don't think anyone will do that, man. I don't think a lot of people, to be honest, watch this stuff. And I think there's a lot of guessing going on here.
A lot of people on CBS and ESPN are doing them. I could tell you that. Millions of people are.
So I know Florida's one of the hot picks, too. I know they said Florida wins it all. It'd crush the sports books. They have a tough draw. I will tell you that. Florida's got a little bit of a tough draw. But
Florida, watch a little bit of their game the other day. They got good. A hell of a team.
They do.
You know, you start winning, you're talking about in that conference winning 30 games. By the way, I think the SEC's loaded with ones and twos, aren't they?
Yeah. It is amazing, the NIL thing, how much that has affected college basketball.
You still got to get the right guys. You still got to win.
Come on. They get the whole conference in.
No. Now
so the North Carolina thing is the most interesting thing to come out of this tournament, right?
Well, they better win today.
They better, but yeah, that has been a wild thing. So apparently their AD got $100,000 for them getting into the tournament. He also happens to be the chair of the committee.
Oh, come on.
So do the math on that. West Virginia's suing. Yeah, you know. I mean, look.
What a conflict that is. Boy, it's gotten...
I'd say.
It's gotten a little sleazy. I didn't know that, would it?
I'd say, yeah, it is a little bit of a conflict. So the guy got $100,000+, and then obviously if they win some more games, I think he gets more.
Oh, God.
Look, man, North Carolina is the premier basketball program in America, right? Outside of maybe Duke.
Those guys would rank up there, yes.
They're going to get the benefit of the doubt over the West Virginias of the world, and... I mean, that's just kind of how it works in college sports.
I didn't know
if it's fair or not. But
I didn't know about the AD thing. I didn't know.
Yeah, he's like, so they actually had him on TV, and he said he excused himself from that part of the process. It was like, okay. Sure.
He needs to be off that thing completely. I could see where
people would be pissed off. Well, I think it's made up of like ADs, isn't it?
Well, those guys shouldn't be on it. I mean, that they honestly, because of this, for that reason, you're a bubble team. And you got incentives in your contract for how well your football and basketball team do. That's kind of a
so now you got these guys major from West conflict. Virginia, the government people over there, whatever they are, holding a press conference yesterday. We're going to look into this.
Hey, listen, you saw it.
Good
happen.
Luck.
You saw it happen a few years ago. Florida State and Tallahassee was.
They can sue
involved.
As much as they want. I mean, they're not going to change the field.
No. Matter of fact, they're not going to stop the game today either. It's
calling West Virginia.
It's
You guys win.
Anyway,
it's tough. Look, man, this is how it's going to be. This is why they always talk about expanding the field. You could expand it to however many you want. Someone's always going to get screwed.
Yeah, somebody's always going to feel like, well, not screwed. You could have played better, not been in this situation. I'd say that back.
That's true. West Virginia lost early in their tournament. That certainly hurt them. You had Indiana, who probably would have been a better choice than North Carolina.
Yeah, but again, I always, because we've been doing this forever, no matter what the number is on the all sports, and I always go back to this, like, you know, it's like the one call. We got screwed on the one call. Yeah, maybe you ought to look at the rest of the game. Maybe you ought to look at the rest of the schedule and some of the losses that you had before you decide that everybody's against you and you want to sue people.
But those teams did deserve it over North Carolina. Would you feel better if they came out and they were like, listen, let's just be honest, North Carolina's better for our business? Would you feel more refreshed if they did that?
No, but I got a problem with the guy got incentives for his team getting in and $100,000. That's
yeah, you that's, and the people from West Virginia seem to have a problem with that. Yeah.
That would be a big problem. And then, you know, he's got his good old boy network in there because they're going to say he's got guys on his side going, all right, my team's in. So.
It's better for their business, man. Come on. So North Carolina. It's Jordan. The Jordan School.
I
got to get them in. They're playing well. I mean, they are playing good basketball. You see how they lost in the conference tournament, the lane violation?
Yeah, I saw that they were.
Not that it matters.
But
lost a loss.
Listen,
but.
You know, again, I you
that was
look
the
at,
governor by
you
the
look
way,
at
West
you
Virginia.
Look at you look at it one way, and I look at the other. But I agree with you. The they
oh, I don't care. I know there's a lot of corruption in college sports. It is what it is. I don't care at this point.
I will say this at the end of the day, you'll agree with me. Whoever wins the tournament's going to deserve to win it, right? You got to go out and
yeah.
win those games.
Yeah, North Carolina, West Virginia are not going to affect the outcome of the tournament.
Right. That's all. So it's never. And Woody, you know this because you pick apart everything we do. It's never going to be a perfect system in anything. It's just not. And you come in and your spin is, you know, that. And by the way, your point is well taken. A guy shouldn't be on the committee. I mean, that's – and getting extra money for it, that's just like – I could see where some people are going to be salty with that and go, hey, guys, we might want to take a look at this. And not a good look for us, especially when we've got final votes on who's in and who's out on the ones that are close, on the bubble, on the line there. Anyway – we got to go to break here, but we do. Are you okay now? You got that out because you just did the whole corruption thing. We're getting ready
I'm
for this. We're at Hard Rock App. We're getting ready to go. We got all
I
this stuff.
I just told you, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Okay.
I'm perfectly fine with it.
You kind of came off this strep throat, and you sound like you're a little down.
By the way, the guys on the committee, why wouldn't you take care of your team? $104,000 you got, by the way.
Okay.
That's you know, it's a good payday.
Yeah,
they said
bad.
It's like a month's pay for him.
Well, yeah, those guys, those ADs are making good money. ADs are
it's okay, man.
ADs are running. They're now the general managers of.
That guy probably told everyone in the room, "Hey, listen, we get North Carolina in; they're good for business. I get $100,000. Let's call it a day."
I don't know if he did that. I'm guessing he probably didn't say that. But now that it's out there and people know what everybody's contracts, yeah, it's a bad look, Woody. In your point, but I will say this to you, Woody: it ain't gonna affect who wins this tournament. It won't affect the final.
No, I don't think it will.
I just want to make sure.
What if North Carolina pulls an upset though? You never know.
Oh no, they got a decent team. He's got a North Carolina usually has.
They play San Diego State. Is that Boast? Is that Milpitas?
I'm not talking.
Oh no, San Jose. San Jose. Sorry.
Yeah, we've been doing this for years, and you still do that thing. It's getting really weak. It is. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Maybe that's what it is, Woody. You're sick. You're coming in. You're a little salty early in the morning. We're going to get you going. Maybe it's Atlantic Men's Clinic. Maybe it's ED and low T, because it happens to guys in their late 30s, early 40s. And when it hit me, man, it hit me hard. And I was like, oh, boy, we got a problem here. And man, when you really have low T, like numbers that are scary low, you're like, oh, boy, what's going on here? Tired, everything, moody, not sleeping well. The whole deal was just bad. Workouts, maybe tomorrow. I'm a little tired today. I'm going to take a nap. But I'm going to eat the same amount, so I gain 20 pounds. And then on top of that, ED follows low T usually around. And it happens to every guy sooner or later. So if you ever have somebody laughing at you because you tell them, I think I have low T and ED. And, oh, man. Hey, listen, it happens to every guy. It does. Nobody gets a hall pass on this. It will happen to every man out there. It is nice to have Atlantic Men's Clinic, though. It really is, because you're in for great results, and I mean quickly great results. That's what they do. Knock out ED and low T. That's what Atlantic Men's Clinic, they do it the right way, the professional way. They police your program to make sure you get the best results. And all you have to do is set up that first appointment. You get the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals. You talk, they talk, they explain everything to you so you understand what's going on and how it's going to get fixed. And boy, you're off and running. With 6 locations in South Florida to serve you, call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Do it today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, welcome back and a good morning to everybody. Well, there's still a lot of football stuff going on, but man, everything else is rolling. Tennis, Miami Open, more qualifying today before this thing gets rolling tomorrow. And everybody in town, the Joker, Djokovic out there, and the rest of the guys that either played and were out of the Indian Wells tournament early or didn't play on the West and going to be out here for this tournament coming into town. So already out there working out and practicing and getting ready. We got the obviously the big tournament coming up, basketball tournament. The great thing about this tournament, you can go by seeds and see how you do in these brackets, which has not worked for me, picking ones and twos and occasional three or four or five in there. And this is a problem when you haven't seen most of the teams play, so I'm not a complete phony while I do these. And I've never won. I've never won a bracket. Never collected that $200 or $300. There are $400 when it's in the thing. Never went, wow, I got it this year. Matter of fact, I usually finish down at the bottom, but I still enjoy doing it.
It's like the, you know, the girl in the office that just picks the mascots or something.
Yeah, sometimes, but yeah. But somebody tells her like, hey, you ought to pick a couple of ones or twos in there because usually one or two of them get in there.
Well, it depends. So the interesting thing in this tournament is going to be how good are these SEC teams really, right? And well, they obviously everywhere. Have a lot of NBA talent. No, they do. Look, they have a lot of NBA talent on these teams, right? But when they run up against the mid-majors of the world, these teams that have been playing together for a little while, how are they going to fare? That will be, I think, the interesting storyline of this tournament.
Auburn is, I just happen to see Auburn a lot over the last few days. For some reason, when I turn the TV and going through everything. So Auburn's lost 3 of 4 games. And they're all good teams. All the teams they lost to are all good SEC teams. But, yeah, and then the Gators have been really good. So the Gators have
a tough road, right? So the Gators have they have an easy game for their first game. They're 28-point favorites, but then they got either UConn or Oklahoma. You might get Memphis or Maryland in the next round. Like, they actually have a pretty tough draw.
Which is exciting
because I don't want to see the Gators win at all. But
well, listen, so that's a great thing in the bracket. Teams you don't like, obviously, you put them in there in an upset place if you go that way. So anyway, everybody can get involved, and who knows? You got to pick a couple upsets in there because we have them that happen all the time. And you're right, Woody. It's 5 guys been playing together for 3 years. It probably won't play in the NBA. 1 or 2 guys might go to Europe and play for a little bit, but they're just really good players and play together and can hit big shots and somehow pull some upsets. We will probably see some of that. So then we got the Miami Open. getting ready to go. And NASCAR down at Homestead Miami Speedway. Man, we got a lot of stuff happening. So this weekend, if you're out and deciding you're going to go watch either racing or watch the tennis atmosphere is fantastic. I know we're
going. When will you be perusing the side courts?
Saturday nights. Oh, side courts?
Yeah. You're a midweek side court guy.
Yeah, I am a side court guy. But
Saturday night, you're at the stadium. That's when they get the first big match, right? On Saturday?
Yeah. So I. That's when, by the way.
Joker playing Saturday, I assume, right?
I'm guessing Joker. Well, yeah.
Don't they usually, like, the best players play on Saturday night for the first time? Is that usually how it works?
That's a great question.
I think that's how it works.
I don't know either. But listen, whatever you think of Joker, he's the greatest player of all time, and we got him back.
That's got a sting for you to say.
He is. Listen, it's by majors, and he's it. And honestly, could have easily had a couple more. Remember, I was thinking of, he's at a point. You know, he's 30. You see the age of all these guys, right? And Alcaraz is like 21 years old, and Djokovic is like 37 years old, and he's still playing at a high level. You could see that if he doesn't win in the majors where they play five sets, it's a little more difficult for him. And if he has to play some five setters, he usually is running out of gas now a little bit, not able to play against his best against some of the big guys out there. But yeah, man, it's great to have him. It's good for the tournament. And there's a lot of good players that are going to be here that people will know. But yeah, I'm an outside court. I like to walk around the first few days and just bounce around and watch some tournaments of some young players and that are good. Some good college players that just turned pro. And hell, we got a 17-year-old Russian that just won the tournament, Indian Wells. As a matter of fact, she's won the last two tournaments, and she's going to be here, which is great for business to see her out here. This Mira Andreeva is fantastic. And Jack Draper, man, Jack Draper from England also won on the men's side. So we got some new champions from the West Coast coming out here for this tournament. And we got some great American women playing a really high level. And then we'll see how the guys do, see how the men do, and see how deep they can go into the tournament. So A lot of cool stuff going on. So if you get a chance, you want to go out, spring training still going on. If you know a lot of people like to catch a game or two, and we got a lot of teams between here and Jupiter, up not too far past Jupiter. So you can grab a game or two. And then before you know it, man, Marino will be throwing out that first pitch, and we'll be talking about the Marlins off and running with baseball, opening with the Pirates. So. And then we got Pro Day, and leads me to this: who's going to make the big jump for Cam Ward? You know, these quarterbacks have pretty much just been ripped, Woody, so far, that it's not a good quarterback class. And I'm like Omar was with us yesterday, Woody, and I'm with him. Once you've seen his throws in person, and you've seen some of the things that he does and where he puts the ball. And his makeup, mental toughness of makeup, especially after a mistake. And I just think that guy coming to Miami and being so focused, it was like a business trip for that guy to come here. Woody, you never heard a word about him. The only thing you heard, he take his guys out to eat dinner at a nice restaurant with his $1.5 million he got. But outside of that, this was, it was like, hey, mom and dad, I'm going to Miami. And I'm going to get myself in the first round. I'm going to play my ass off. They got a good team out there, and it's going to be a business trip for me, one long business trip to get me to where I want to get to, the NFL. And I hope Carson Beck has learned the same thing. Carson Beck, we know, loves women, you know, but hopefully he sees the Cam Ward program. That's all. Hopefully he's watched with Cam Ward. It was, have we ever had a guy more quiet around that just went about his business and put up big numbers every week? Every week he put up big numbers. They didn't win all the games, but usually wasn't Cam. It was usually, you know, I guess he had a couple chances at the end of games, but I mean, he did about everything he could for this number one offense in the country. It was great. It was a great show. And I think teams are a lot more interested in him than everybody's kind of acting like right now. The whole NFL will be here on Monday to watch him work out in the afternoon down in Coral Gables with all his teammates are eligible for the NFL draft. It's going to be fun. Anyway, speaking of Cam Ward, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Brian Baldinger from NFL Network and our Odyssey Insider here in the family of Odyssey is going to join us coming up. We'll talk to him about free agency, about the quarterback situation that's going on, Aaron Rodgers, and the Miami Dolphins. That's all coming up next. But first, want to take a second to tell you about a main man. I'm not talking about a quarterback. No. I'm not talking about being a first-round pick. But he is a first-round pick and the best at what he does. That's the main man, Anthony Caliendo, at the Business Broker Experts. Boy, if you are looking to sell your business, there's nobody better to hire and get it going than the main man. He will sell your business faster and get you the most cash, and he is a marketing machine. Takes a lot of pride in getting it out there, getting your business out there so people know how special it is, and get it started. Matter of fact, he's got a lot of people that have moved to South Florida waiting for him to find a business just like yours to sell so they can buy it. A lot of people, as you know, over the last few years have moved to South Florida and looking, no matter how specialized, no matter what size your business is, they're looking to buy it, and the main man wants to put it together for you. Matter of fact, if you right now are thinking about selling your business and you're asking yourself these questions, are you tired of all the stress? Are you tired of all the risk? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of all the employees? Are you just tired of being tired every day? Well, maybe it's time to go ahead and call the main man, Anthony Caliendo, and get the process started, huh? He knows how to get you the most for your business. 1-800, the main man, specializing in getting great value for your business. This is what he does. He'd love to sit down with you. Most owners don't have any idea what their business is worth. Sit down. He'll do it for free for you. Come up with valuation. It's $2,500 free to you. Call him now. 1-800, the main man. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Go to his website, themainman.com. Learn more about Anthony Caliendo. He's ready to go.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.